In Colorado Springs, the man accused in the mass shooting at a Planned Parenthood office there was arraigned. Robert Deere faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder. Deere's legs and arms were cuffed, and he frequently interrupted the court proceedings, yelling several times. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus was in the courtroom, and he joins us now. And Ben Marcus, to start, this was the first time that Deere appeared in person in court since his arrest. Can you describe the proceedings? What happened?
Sure. While his lawyers were discussing pretty routine matters related to future media coverage, Deere suddenly shouted that he was guilty and that he's, quote, a warrior for the babies. Deere had more than a dozen outbursts in the hour-long hearing, including, quote, kill the babies, that's what Planned Parenthood does, unquote. He ranted that he saw atrocities in the clinic and lots of blood. He accused his public defenders at one point of conspiring with Planned Parenthood against him. He said he wouldn't submit to a mental health evaluation, fearing that his attorneys would try to drug him up.
What was the reaction in court to all of this?
It sent a jolt through the courtroom at first, but the judge pretty much let him rant throughout the hearing. Deere's public defenders seemed to be shaken by the outbursts, especially when he accused them of trying to drug him up. When Deere wouldn't let the judge talk near the end of the hearing, a deputy sheriff touched him on the shoulder, whispered something into his ear, and after that, he was pretty quiet.
Remind us what's going on with this investigation, what's known about this shooting, which took place the day after Thanksgiving.
Right. The attack happened at a Planned Parenthood clinic, which offers abortion services, among many other things. And many of the details of the shooting are still not known. What is known is prosecutors allege that Robert Deere killed three people, one police officer and two civilians that day. He wounded at least nine more in what was a tense 5-hour standoff with police until he surrendered.
So what happens next for Robert Deere?
He'll be back in court in 2 weeks for a status hearing. His public defender told the judge, obviously in light of Deere's repeated outbursts today, that there are mental health issues and issues of competency to work out before a preliminary hearing or any other hearings can be held in this case. After the preliminary hearing, if that happens, Deere can enter a plea in the case, and then at that point, the district attorney will have to decide if they seek the death penalty or not.
This is a closely watched case in Colorado Springs. What was the scene in and around the courtroom? I don't know what kind of bystanders were there and what they were saying.
Victims and their family were here. There are many people milling about out front. You know, it is, as soon as somebody says the Planned Parenthood shooting, people know exactly what it is. It is, it's been front page news, headline news. It's been in, most newscasts every single day. So people know right away when you say Planned Parenthood down here, what they're talking about.
And you mentioned victims' families being in the courtroom. What was their reaction to Robert Deere yelling out?
They seemed shocked, just as shocked as the public defenders were. Some gasped, clearly did not expect him to outburst like that in the middle of court proceedings.
That's Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus. He's following the mass shooting case at a Planned Parenthood office in Colorado Springs, where there was a court appearance of the defendant in that case today, Robert Deere. Ben, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.